With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Playoffs, rolling in hockey and hoops. So is Pharrell on thebench.com. Great picks, great price, great return. Pharrell thebench.com has everything NBA, NHL, baseball, boxing, MMA. Great fights this weekend. Not only in boxing, you got the Bud Crawford fight and Danny Garcia fight, and then you got the UFC fight night.
There's got to be a UFC fight this weekend, right?
Well, I know Bud Crawford is excited about the fight night.
And who's Bud fighting?
Amir King Khan.
Yeah, they tried showing, like, they had, like, a little hype piece of the two of them today. And they were both sitting at the table, like pretending to, like, stare each other down. Like,
here's what's going to happen in that fight, okay, just so we're clear. By the 10th round, Amir Khan will be done. He'll get knocked the Pharrell out.
Bud's going to clean him out?
Well, first of all, Khan has a glass jaw. He's just it's just a matter of when is it going to shatter. He's going to knock his teeth
when
out.
When's T-Bud going to finally like fight somebody that matters?
Well,
who's on the track for him?
Whoever they put in front of him, he destroys.
So he's got to eventually fight somebody that matters. So where's T-Bud got to get to?
You know, Khan has the hand speed to fight with him, but he doesn't have the chin, so you'll see what happens in that fight tomorrow. I'll keel over if Khan beats him. I really will. What do you think? I mean, there's no chance.
I'm just saying, eventually, are we going to get like a big T-Bud fight where like it's going to be a good fight?
It's going to be a good fight. It's for his WBO welterweight title, and then the Garcia-Granados fight is also a welterweight fight, and Garcia's going to knock him the Pharrell out, too. Two knockouts tomorrow night. That's what I think. And Mafia, what's the UFC fight night? It's a disaster, isn't it? Are they selling another
fight? It's a fight day. Overeem's fighting in Russia. It's, you know, one of those loaded with Russian fighters that you haven't heard of or can't pronounce their names.
So it's just a bad event.
Yeah, there's a couple that you know of, and that's it.
All right, so this is the end of the game. Boy, your boy Westbrook is just absolutely talking smack to anyone that'll even look at him. He is literally making no friends tonight with the Blazers. 118-104, $111 left. So bottom line is you can still get a cover here, I would think.
It's not looking good. I mean, when you got Westbrook draining threes as the shot clock's running out with less than 2 minutes left.
What was the number?
8.
Oh, so it was 8. And what did you do?
I took Portland covering. I thought they'd lose by like 5.
Right. Oh, that's right. So you're down 12. It's not over yet. There's still a minute left. They got to shoot, so I don't know. It's going to be close.
They're going to run the clock down, get it under a minute. Then
or just do that. He missed the dunk. Now you're alive. How about George missed the dunk? He thought he got shoved. No call. And then he get the Dame bucket. Easy money. Oh, he gets swatted. But
that's
I think
foul on that.
Adams threw it away. No call.
No body contact at all. Now you're going to tell me? Come on.
He's not going to get that call in Oak City after they got all the calls in Portland. You know what I mean?
I don't want that anyway. I need threes. Desperation heaves. Come on.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm seeing some kind of feature here. It looks like some old-time feature here on your boy Edzo. It's an in-depth interview with Ed Olchek, the great American-born Eddie O. Edzo, our friend on the bench. Off script. That's the show Catherine Tappan does right now. So Eddie's her guest. She went across the television set to get her first guest on the show. I don't know. Is this a new show she does now?
I guess so.
There you go.
I like Catherine.
I do, too. I don't have anything against her, certainly. I think that I've never seen the show before is all I'm saying, and your boy Edzo's on it. Do you think he's talking about – I don't even know if this is on right now. Maybe it's just a
– It said it premieres Monday.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Is that what it is? So there you go. They were just giving us a little taste.
Yeah, a little tidbit. Just
all right,
a little preview.
Taste. All right.
How's your buddy JR looking there? Roenick.
Oh, Jeremy Roenick. You know, I haven't had JR on the show in a while. I don't even remember the last time we had him on. What do you about a year ago, Mafia? What do you think?
More than that, maybe.
Maybe more than a year for JR. I always love Roenick. I am honestly stunned that it's 4-1 Colorado. I really am. I thought it. You know, I thought for sure they'd win tonight. I really did.
I thought they'd give a big effort at home.
You got to be kidding me! That you're going to go out this way in your own building.
I'm happy about it, but
those fans, I'm throwing beers. I am throwing beers. This is unacceptable to go home in a game. What is it? Is this game five?
This is game five. They're losing five.
They'll lose in five at home. That's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. You're the number one seed and you lose it by. You always said all along they weren't going anywhere.
I was not on Calgary all year long.
You said they're goaltending, though, but Mike Smith was great.
But let's be fair. The reasons they're going home aren't even – it's the complete opposite. I thought Smith would be the reason they'd go home early. It turns out their offense let them down. They have not scored with Colorado. They just haven't done it.
And then Colorado's just gotten all the big goals.
Sometimes you can be the one seed and you go home early.
So what, Smith tonight has nothing left after that game the other night.
Yeah, so Smith's got nothing left.
He's getting worked.
He wasn't good to begin with. So
I'm losing the picture here a little bit late night. I think the rain has picked up outside.
I was losing it earlier during the Toronto-Boston game. I wasn't happy.
Really?
Yeah.
But it came back solid?
Came back right before that Matthews goal. I got the rest of it.
Here's another miss for you, but a foul on a three ball. He'll be shooting three free throws. Now you can say goodbye to that cover.
Let him miss it. Get the three. Get me the cover. But no, you got to foul him like a moron.
And he's got three free throws.
What are you playing that close of a defense for in this game?
He'll make all three, right? 19 seconds left. This guy fouls the guy shooting three. Nice job, idiot. Harkless did it.
Should be clueless.
He's talking smack, too. They're going to throw him out. They're throwing him out. He's out. He got tossed. There you go. I think he must have got teched up after the call. There's no reason for him to be going out unless he got tossed, right? So there you go.
What about the Pirates winning again tonight?
What?
Have you been checking in on the Pirates lately?
Yeah, your boy Gunner told me that the Pirates were in first place. Is that accurate? They are by a half game over the Brewers. That won't even last through the weekend. Pirates have won 4 in a row and 7 of 10. And have taken the lead in the Central. Can you even imagine over the great Brewers, Cardinals, and Cubs?
They hung around for a long time last year, too, the Pirates.
Are you surprised that they're scoring runs?
I am very surprised.
Like, what do they have? Do they have anyone on their team at all whatsoever?
Francisco Cervelli.
Your boy.
That's my guy.
He was a Yankee.
Yeah.
They loved him in the Bronx, didn't they? Oh, they got your boy Melky Cabrera hitting 340.
The milkman? Delivering in Pittsburgh?
Doesn't he get good drugs? I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Josh Bell is on that team. He's got 3 home runs. Oh, Marte Parte. It's Marte Parte. And then Adam Frazier, household name. Melky. Your boy Jung Ho Kang with his multiple DUIs over in South Korea. The guy can ball, though. He's got, what's he hitting, though? I'd love to see. Oh, he's not hitting well, your boy Kanger this year. Not getting it done. Dickerson got injured early on, as usual, right? And I think they got Francisco Liriano back there in Pittsburgh pitching. Can you believe it? Joe Musgrove, Trevor Williams, Chris Archer, and Jameson, pour me a shot.
So much for everybody.
Tyone.
Remember, everybody was pumping up the Reds before the season? 6-12 out of the gates.
Oh, yeah, the Reds were going to beat everybody because they had...
They added Puig and all the other guys from L.A.
They got Puig. Oh, they scored again. Christ, it's 5-1 now. This is absolutely a bloodletting.
Might as well go in the parking lot and get drunk up in Calgary right now.
You know, but how about... So they're just leaving the guy in there to like a sieve. They're leaving Smith in there to pour in a few more.
Last game of the season. Can't hold anything back.
How about blow the whistle and go home now? How's that sound? It's 5-1 in the third. Up 30 seconds in, they give up a goal? I mean, they are done. Look at them. They're all standing around in quicksand. You see them just standing there waiting to be scored on? Not one guy doing anything. I mean, they are. And look at the Avs. They got 2 guys on the doorstep cooking hot dogs. I mean, literally. Power play goal, I don't care. I mean, the Flames are just standing around in cement. That's all there is to it. So there you go, Carver High. The Thunder have answered the challenge tonight and responded with a win over the Blazers. And now I'm assuming Sunday they'll play them again in Oak City and try to even up the series. You think they'll do that?
I do think they'll do that.
They sure looked a lot better than they did in Portland, didn't they?
They did.
Do you think that they can go up there and actually play well on the road at the Moda? Because we already know they can play well at the Peak at home. Can they play well there at Rip City?
It seems to be an issue for them right now. Portland's played very well up there so far. Thunder going to have to win a game up there. They're going to have to.
What are the odds of me sleeping with the entire Oak City cheerleading staff in terms of, you know, percentages, odds?
Slim.
Slim?
Tell you what, though. It was getting chippy when they were in Portland. Tonight, it was amped up another level. The talking back and forth, the shoving. At some point, I feel like we're getting a fight and a suspension in this series.
Yeah, I'm with you. I said earlier that they were there was some serious smack talk going on in this thing, and most of it's Westbrook and Lillard. They are just going at each other and talking. It's all happening. Oh, my God, are they going to do it again? They missed the open net. They had a chance on a 3-1. Oh, look at Smith getting dirty now with a player down there trying to take his head off. At least they're going to go out with a bang, the Flames.
See, this is what you wanted the Penguins to do on Tuesday, right? You were like, just somebody take somebody out before you go home.
Yeah.
You know, just come on.
Yeah, get somebody's back of their calf. You know what I mean? With a whack right on the back of the calf. Back of the knee. How about a tibia plateau right off the top of the kneecap? Remember when I got kicked in the kneecap, Mafia? It was awful. I broke my kneecap. It was awful. I smashed the guy's face in. He lost four teeth, but that was after the fact, and I couldn't even believe I got a technical for that. I just was trying to get to know him a little bit better. See, watch this now. Smith's got the guy in his goal. Watch what he does to him. I think he runs into him first, and he feels as though he's in his way, so he decides to chop his head off. Did I tell you the story today, Carver High? Bad news coming in from the Ferrella Palatial front. Your good friend Boston having problems.
Really?
He blew out his ACL today. Did you know that he already had an ACL tear, right? A small tear in his knee. And he was limping around for like the last 3-4 weeks. Well, today I took him for a walk. And as I was bringing him back up the driveway, my neighbor, Mike, was working on a fence. And he heard this loud yelp go out, and I did too, and I was like, what is happening here? And the dog blew out its knee and was crippled on my driveway, completely screaming in agony, pain, like a dog, like I thought the dog had been shot. It was crying and yelping so loud, it was in agony. It tore its kneecap open, tore its ACL, he's done. He can't even walk. He's literally can't even walk, he's crippled. And now he's got to go to the dog hospital tomorrow and have, I'm pretty sure, surgery.
Did your family
I can't wait to pay that bill.
Did they come out immediately when they heard that and ask what you did?
Yes.
They automatically accuse you of hurting him?
Yes. They did blame me for everything. 34C blamed me for the dog's knee to begin with and now has finally finalized those feelings by finishing it off with like whipped cream and a cherry, that it's all my fault that the dog's knee blew out and that I'm going to pay through my nose to have the knee fixed. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. The dog will have knee surgery, right? And then it's not going to be able to walk. The dog weighs 120 pounds, so I'm going to have to carry this dog around. How is that possible? This thing, it's like dead weight, too, by the way. You pick this dog up, believe me, it'll make a man out of you. You pick this dog up, it's so heavy, you're like,
so he's going to blow out his knee and make you carry him around, and you're gonna hurt your elbow, or you're gonna have some kind of injury in
back,
your arm from carrying him.
Knees.
Yeah, you just got your back finally healthy.
How about another hernia? Yeah. How about more lipoma in my back because of the dog? But now the dog is gonna be on. It's gonna have like a cast or something on its leg, and then it's gonna be on massive painkillers. Mafia, do you want any of those? Are you looking for?
Dog's gonna be high as a kite.
Who isn't?
True story.
855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Did I tell you, I don't know, because I have early Alzheimer's. Did I tell you last night about that I'm going to the Padres-Giants games?
You told me when we were walking out, yeah.
So off the air, I told you.
Yes.
So I'm going
to... That week that you're in San Diego.
That's right. I'm going to go to Petco Park.
Man, I'd love to go there.
And hang out with the Padres on the Fan. And I'm going to go as a fan.
And they're playing the Giants.
They're playing the Giants at a 5:40 time out in San Diego. It's a Saturday evening.
That's perfect, man. I'd show up to that game. So I'd be drunk by the fifth inning.
Kind of sunset baseball. It's like a sunset cruise.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm going to see him play. I'm going to see Machado and your boy. Isn't he still on that team? Will Myers.
Yes.
And then who's Tatis Jr.
Yes.
I'm going to back to San Diego, SoCali Cal.
And that's the week of our birthday? Is that when you're going? End of July?
It is the week of the Carver High Pharrell back-to-back birthdays, which is, I think yours is Sunday, mine's Monday.
No, I'm 28, you're 29. Right,
but I think yours is on a Sunday this year.
I believe so. I don't know.
Will there be a Carver High birthday bash at the Mob Bar?
No, I think next year's the big one.
Next year's 50?
No. Let's not go two nuts. I think next year's 40.
40, all right. So it was funny, I was talking to 34C today. She's like, how old is Mafia? And I'm like, I think he's 33. And she's like, he's 20 years younger than us? And I'm like, yes, he
is. That
is
correct. Yeah, we've established that since day one.
But she didn't know that, so she doesn't realize how much longer you're going to be living than me. Like, you know, I'll be dead and gone, which will make a lot of people happy. And then I'll, and her too. She'll be happy when I'm dead. And then a lot of people that don't like me as well, which
is... If you don't drive her to the grave first.
Well, that could be too.
I mean, women usually live longer than men, but... Not all women usually live with you.
I kind of like 34C. She's very feisty and tough and crazy Italian woman. She's crazy. Like, she's absolutely crazy. She will light you up. And she takes no shack whatsoever at all. So that would not be good, not having her around.
No, she runs everything in that house. She would have no clue what to do.
Well, I think there'd be a major disaster area, if it was just me and those kids, it'd be really bad. A lot of pizza boxes.
You would at least need your kids growing out of the house by then, so you just have to worry about yourself.
Well, or I could have them grow weed for me. Wait, are we on the air, actually?
Not in your backyard. Those deer would eat it.
That's true. It's not a safe environment for growing chronic strains. With
your dog's
the
already
of...
getting the CBD oil. The last thing you need is high deer in your backyard, too.
My dog needs morphine right now. It's so injured. It really is.
I cannot believe that's going on with the dog.
It's terrible, dude. It's going to cost me like $6,000 to have this knee surgery.
Remember what I told you when you got that dog?
Get rid of it.
Get rid of the dog.
The difference has been, though, the overruling vote has been to get rid of me, not the dog. There has been a count of hands.
You could move to San Diego.
Oh. Are there any job opportunities? Is there any opportunity for a life in SoCali Cal again for Uncle Futrelli? Back in my Huntington Beach days, I may have to bring out my surfboard again and grow my hair out. What do you think, Mafia? You want me to have long hair again, smoke weed, be a surfer? And, you know, I'm thinking if I go back to SoCal and I start surfing again, I'm guessing like I'd sleep with about 15 to 20 surfer chicks a week. 15 to 20 a week if I ended up moving back to SoCal. What do you think?
There's definitely a possibility of that. I don't know if you could grow your hair long like you did back in the day. I mean, you're lucky that you have it at this point, right?
I got to tell you, though, I've done a great job with my area of concern, which I noticed today when I got another haircut. I got the Easter haircut today. That my area of concern has been,
rectified?
Well, it has been rectified because I got to give credit where credit is due. I did the hair stuff for like 2 years, and it does grow back. It's just that if you stop doing it, it'll fall out again.
So that's how they hook you.
So, well, they hook you that way. So, like, the bottom line is this, that I've heard people say that stuff, like, makes you lose your mind and causes cancer and everything else. So I'm doomed.
You probably already had both of that going before,
right,
that.
Like, so I'm doomed. So I put so much of that in my skull because it says do it twice a day. I've done it twice a day for like a couple years, 3-4 years, something like that. And it worked. So my area of concern is gone. I can even prove it to you, Mafia. I almost fell over today when I saw that I had hair there. I almost fell over. And then, you know, once the chicks at the salon saw that I had my hair back, I slept with four of them. Like, you know, in about 20 minutes. It was like a quick thing. I just went in, had a, you know, shampoo, boom, go in the back, shakalaka, and then, you know, popsicles for everybody. And then I still can't believe the hockey game. Every time I look up, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe the bending over they're doing tonight in Calgary. Good evening, Pharrell Alberta. They're just, you know what they're doing tonight? Once the Flames are done, they just tune in to me. It's over. Because they know it's party time now. The season's over. Season over. You know what? I heard that they can get great tee times tomorrow with Sidney Crosby and Cole Harbour if they get a quick flight, overnight flight. He's having a golf tournament tomorrow for scoliosis or something.
Stamkos is going, too.
Stamkos is in, too. I heard they're playing in the same foursome. You get your boy Giordano out there. Isn't he on that team?
Yeah. Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau.
What about who else got eliminated? Anybody else?
This will be the third team eliminated.
So just the third team eliminated will be tonight. And then when does the alleged Capital Kane series end so that the Islander series starts?
Well, they're still tied 2-2, so they play game 5 tomorrow. Game 6 on Monday.
And then Game 7 would be Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then so I have until Wednesday, and then they start like Friday or Saturday.
Probably a week from tonight. I mean, it'll still be a week before.
So Friday night they would start. So I have till next Friday to sleep with 34C in a bossy sweater.
Correct.
I lost a bet. I have to sleep with my wife in a bossy jersey, which will be easy to do, actually. I'll just get some leg wearing a bossy jersey. Is what that?
Yeah, that seems that like kinda, a good trade-off to wear in the.
But I have
jersey.
To root for the Islanders the rest of the playoffs. Are you an Islander fan, Dex?
I am.
Listen, I just wanted to say screw you before we went any further here tonight. Do you know how many people have said to me, "Hey, how's your boys doing?" You know how many people have said that to me in the last week? That I have literally told at least 10 people that I have really no relationship with whatsoever to go Pharrell themselves. Right in front of their face, I say it too. Like, right, because, you know, they come at me with the, "Hey, how's your boys doing?" And I'm like, go Pharrell yourself. Right to their face, I do it. Right in their face. Right in a club, wherever, locker room, dudes walking around naked.
Around this place.
Oh, I don't have any friends in this place. All the hacks they got around here. I mean, there's a lot.
How'd your Penguins do?
Listen, there's a lot of millionaires around here, right? This is where everybody makes all the money, right? Isn't this it? Isn't this the money den? Isn't this the place where all the talent rises to the top? All the geniuses that work here? Bunch of millionaires. You know what I want to say to him tonight, Mr. Big Mouth? You're the little four-footer over here down the hall giving me, "How's your Penguins doing?" I'm like, have another cigarette and how's Jacob's elbow feeling?
He's out tonight.
I'll bet he's out tonight when they go in there and find that big old chunk of crack rock in his elbow that's going to end his season. When they tell us on Tuesday that he's having old, you know, Tommy John. Little, what's up, Tommy?
You gonna talk about the Mets tonight?
Will that be the second time he has Tommy John?
Yes.
That's when you know
you're talk about the Mets tonight?
Didn't they just give him $137 million? You know what he's gonna be doing? Growing weed with me in San Diego. He's gonna go with me to the Padre game with the Giants to see Bruce Bochy, a loser. At least he got a lot of rings. You got to give him credit.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
It's very important. Ben Folds is back on the bench, one of my favorites around here. So first of all, let me ask you, how staggering was that question that I just asked you for you to have someone actually ask you to pursue finding cases of, as you know, Popcorners, white cheddar bags of, I don't even know what they are. Are they like, what are they like? They're almost like Doritos, aren't they? But they're with white cheddar on them?
Kind of, yeah.
But they're almost allegedly good for you? They're not bad for you, allegedly. Is that true or not?
I'd have to look at the nutrition label.
No artificial colors. No fat, no stones. That would be nuts. And then only 130 calories. Isn't like Doritos bag like 7,000 calories of death?
Yeah, so you could eat a case of that, and it's better than a bag of Doritos.
Right, so how do I get cases of popcorners? How hard is it? Like, because the guy gave them to me. He got me. He couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm serious. I'll buy the whole case. And so I went and bought the whole case. How do I get them? Is it that hard to really, like, because what do you guys, hide them from me? Because whenever I go to the store, they're not on the shelf because people have eaten them. All these fat people have eaten them. And Carver Hyde, did they call you fat today? Have you been eating all of my white? Because I know you're the one that turned me on to him. It's your fault, you fat
it's
ass.
It's my fault. Yeah, it's got to be me.
So they've called him now today all over America. They've been calling Carver Hyde fat. Some guys turned everyone on to him being fat. And then it's my fault because I'm the one that has made him eat 7 million bags of white cheddar popcorners. Do you know I eat at least 1 to 2 bags a night, every night of the week in here, every night?
That's absurd.
I also eat, just so you know, a full bag of oatmeal raisin Tates. And they know it too, those people. And I'm not looking for any like sponsors or anything. I don't need your sponsorship. Thanks. What I need is to stuff my face because I'm so pretty. I'm as pretty as a girl. I mean, look at me. 6'3", 220, all svelte muscle, just a badass. I'll tear your face off. But all I want is my popcorners. And then I go to the store and they don't have them ever. What is going on with you people?
That's a bad job.
What is happening at your store? You're the big store conglomerate guy. You're Mr. ShopRite. You got all the juice. What is going on where you guys hide these chips from me? See, I got to go to multiple locations.
You got to come to me earlier so I can nip these types of problems in the bud. If I don't know the problem exists, I can't fix it. But now that you brought it to me, this won't happen again.
I don't even care how much it costs. I think I bought them. They were like $3-something a bag. Does that make sense? I think they, what do they cover high, like $3.79 a bag?
Not where I buy them.
Well, listen, but I mean, do you think that I don't think it's a big deal. I'll buy 12 bags at once. And when I go to the store and buy the whole, if I get the whole shelf of bags, like 15 bags, imagine the lady's face at the counter when I go up to the counter and all I'm buying is 15 bags.
So you buy in bulk for the week. Like you get everything
the whole
for the week.
The whole week.
Like if you go to the crook downstairs, right, it's like $5 a bag. Like it's $4.99 for a 7-ounce bag.
But that's, you mean in the.
Right downstairs. The crook downstairs in the pharmacy.
Oh, the pharmacy guy.
Right.
But you have to like walk around the corner to do that.
No, the guy right downstairs, the pharmacy that's right below us.
Right, right. I know where it is. So let me ask you, I've never gone there to do
anything.
Because
they're always closed by the time you get here.
Okay, I don't get here till like late. So I have to go shopping, which I also don't like doing. But the guy that I get my chips from also has a gambling problem like the rest of us. He's an alcoholic, drug addict, gambling addict, sex addict. He has all these problems, and it's my kind of guy. And so I hook up with him and give him picks, and then he gives me the white cheddar popcorners. And my wife thinks there's something wrong with me because I eat like upwards of, I'd say, 75 bags a month.
Jeez.
I don't eat any other form of entertainment. I eat Orville Redenbacher popcorn, and I eat white cheddar popcorners. Greatest thing ever invented. I have to say that their other chips all suck right here up front. I think their kettle corn is basically arse. I think they're the one they do, the little potato chips, those little soft, fluffy potato chips they do, those are for girls. Listen, I'm a man over here. I eat white cheddar popcorn where it's all over my fingers and face, and I can lick my lips for 10 minutes after I eat them, and I'm still tasting the cheese. That's a fantastic invention where the chips are gone, but you're still tasting it on your face. Great invention, those people. I don't know where they're from, but they're brilliant people. And that old lady Tate with her cookies, I want to marry her and dump my wife. I do. I want to have a steamy affair with the cookie chick. You think I'm kidding? My buddy's like a vice president with that company. They hate me because I'm just an absolute. I'm basically a hoe for both of those companies. I'm literally, because I don't care about anybody, but I am a hoe for both of them because I love their products so much. I don't care about them. I care about the food because I eat cookies and popcorns. Carver High, have you ever seen anyone eat more popcorners than you and I?
Well, you have me beat by a lot. I mean, you just said you eat 75 bags in a month.
Right.
I mean,
Well, you eat a bag every night.
No, I use one. I spread it out over two or three.
Oh, that's right. You eat like a girl, too, with your little five chips at a time and then put it back in the locker.
Well, I've got the whole city of Milwaukee telling me that I'm overweight, so I got to go and cut it down.
What do you think of me eating two bags a night when I'm busting off a 10-ouncer, the two fives, the little two Femi 5-ounce bags?
You come in here with two bags a night.
Two bags and a bag of Tate's.
Right. I bring one and drinks.
It
lasts me a couple nights when I bring one.
Because I don't eat all day. I don't eat all day anything, but I shop at your store, as you know. I'm a huge fan of that store chain because, it's a couple things. A, the guy that runs it's a gambling addict that I love, and B, it's a good place to pick up, you know, chicks. So when I go to the store to shop, the 34 Seal send me and she'll say, go get me 7 cases of water and some blah, 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 and I'll go, and then I'll pick up like 5 chicks. Well, I'm there. Because is there any place easier to pick up chicks than the grocery store?
No, not seriously. There's not one better place on earth.
I mean, honestly, it's like better than the airport. I mean, you can just literally.
And one of our stores even has a bar, like a full-blown bar built into it, fireplace, outdoor seating.
How do I get a
better place to find women than that store?
Put that on the Google Maps. How do I get over there? There's a bar I can pick up chicks at the shop, right? Jesus, do they
really
got donuts, too?
It really is the best
too?
Place because everybody has to go there at some point.
Oh, but you can also
like
come in.
Everybody has to go.
You can come in with all the questions, too. Is this good for you, or is this cancerous? And then they catch them off guard. Hey, do you like shaved ham, or or do you? Like, I got all the – do you like sharp cheddar? Like, I go through everything. Do you do lactose intolerant, or do you just go straight 2% low fat? I ask chicks everything. Do you like – Bounty, or do you go with the cheap brands? What's the, you know, in terms of picking up, you know, liquids? I ask chicks everything. And then I'm looking at like 30 to 40 like grocery store lovers a year, about an average. 30 or 40 lovers a year at the grocery store and about 75 bags a month of white cheddar popcorners. What do you think? Not bad?
Pretty impressive trips you got going.
Thank you. Look into that for me. Last question. How's your dad doing?
Dad's all right.
He's doing good?
Going to the gym. He's like the Jack LaLanne.
Oh, there's another place to get some new leg for dad. We got to get your dad a hot young girlfriend half his age. How's that sound?
He would, trust me.
I'll turn him on to popcorners and her.
You take him to ShopRite with you, and next thing you know, it's his.
Listen, I got to tell you. And one tip, though, when you eat the donuts at ShopRite, you got to eat them that day. They're not good the next day. Like, if you get the, like, beautiful frosted donut in the morning and think you're going to save it till Monday morning and you buy it on Sunday, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, because it's not that fugazi stuff. There's no preservatives. They make it fresh.
You got to go fresh and eat it right there at the store and have the cinnamon all over your face.
Jelly pouring out the side.
I do everything at the store. There's a lot of things going on there. Thanks so much, Ben Folds.
Thanks, Scotty.
Very important. I like to get an update on my shopping fix. I have a tremendous problem finding popcorners. It's unbelievable what I go through. They're shaking hands, and Pharrell Alberta, the Flames season is over. Turns out a lot of the players, I just got a text, they're going to Sidney Crosby's golf outing tomorrow in Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia. Is that right? No, wait, is that right? Nova Scotia? I think it is. Cole Harbour, isn't that in Nova Scotia?
First time in Stanley Cup history that both number one seeds are knocked down the first round.
There you go. They were both overrated to begin with. Here's what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to bet as much money as possible on the President's Cup winner. Isn't that what the President's Cup for the best record?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do when the season starts. So first team that, you know, win. The minute you win the President's Cup, I'm going to go bet a bunch of money on them to win the Stanley Cup and see if I can get my money away. Because that's what Tampa did to you. How funny was it that I said that last night about the coach? Remember, they're like, we love our coach. That's because you just gave him a bunch of money. To stay, you should never give an extension to someone at the beginning or middle of a playoff series that you could lose. Tell me people don't want him fired after they got swept.
Oh, there's people who want him fired.
You better believe it. And then we saw Letang. He's all mad now because people criticized him. You have to admit, though, the guy had a brilliant career with Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. So I give him all the credit in the world for his career there. I think he's been a fantastic player. I think he was an incredible player who is no longer incredible. I think he's hit a wall, and I think he's going down the other side of the mountain. Fair enough. He has to realize that, you know, I don't think he's realized that yet. He won't admit it. He thinks he's still got it. Do you really believe that? I do, because he doesn't, and it's starting to show, and no one likes to hear that they suck, but he doesn't suck. I'm just saying he's not what he was, and he's going down the other side of the mountain, so his best years are over. they're over. And now you see him just giving up pucks, defense, getting schooled left and right, blah, 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 blah.
I think he could still play. You're right, he's not as good as he was a couple of years ago.
He could still play.
He could still play. What I couldn't believe was how lazy he looked in the series.
He's offended by everyone ripping and shredding him for all he's done for that organization. You have to admit, he's been there forever, and he's won cups.
Right.
So, but remember, he was injured, right, when they won the first one.
One of those cups 16. He was injured for.
He was injured, and then 17 he was back. So there you go. So whatever. So there you go. And Toronto tonight takes the series lead. Mafia, do you think the Leafs will finish off the Bruins in Game 6 and win the series?
No, I think it's going to go 7.
Boston didn't look good tonight in their building. What makes you think they can go to Toronto and do it again?
Because this is a team that's been there before. They have a lot of veterans. They know how to respond. I don't think it's a situation where they're just going to say, we're done, lie down. I think they're going to rally the troops and get it going.
I think the problem is I think that Marner, Matthews, and Tavares now are too much for I really do believe. Carver, would you agree? Matthews, Marner, and Tavares. Tavares hasn't really done anything in the series, but Marner and Matthews have.
And Matthews just turned it on the last
But they're years. Killing Boston, those two.
They are.
So I think they're good. I thought Boston would win the series.
Are they going to lose 2 games in a row?
Yes.
I'm saying Toronto. Are they going to lose both games?
No, I think they're going to win game 6. So everything I said about the Bruins moving on, I think I'm going to have to take back tonight with a ham sandwich.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.